Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits this weekend. I'm excited to be hanging out with not only y'all, but also Abby is on this weekend. What's up, Abby?
What's up?
We got a lot to talk about because you are at the number one spot. I'm just going to give it away right now.
I am?
We're not going to get there yet. You're okay. Just at the number one spot.
That's cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we got a lot to talk about this week. We're going to dive right in. Coming in at number seven, we talked about the experience I had with the $67 bagel. A lot of drama in my life on this day for no reason.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. And I'll let you guys hear the bit on the best bit so you can hear why it was a $67 bagel. But I also want to talk about something else that's been happening recently. And I don't know if you've seen anything or experienced anything crazy lately in public. Have you had anything that's happened and you're like, wow, that was weird?
Well, it was funny when you were saying that because the exact same thing happened to me. I don't want to give it, if you're not going to give it away, what it is.
No, go ahead and give it away.
Are you sure?
Your story, yes. They'll hear the $67 bagel.
Okay, that's true. No, well, I was going in to get, I ordered online, was going to go inside and pick it up, and I parked real quick, and it actually took longer than I thought in there. I was in there like 10 minutes, and I come out, and there is a ticket on my car.
Wait, was it also a bagel?
No, it was Chipotle.
I was going to say, if it was also a bagel, then dang, we live the same life on different days.
No, but I was so, mine was like the same price. And I was like, are you kidding me? All I wanted was like a $7 bowl. And I'm walking out. It's like, yeah, like $80. And what makes me mad is the parking guy. I think he was right there and he watched me go in. Like he watched me.
Mm-hmm. And they sit in their cars.
Yes.
And they wait for you to leave. I have noticed.
I thought that was so mean. Mm-hmm. I was like, you could have given me a warning. Like, hey, I'm going to have to give you a ticket if you don't like pay or something. And this was the one where it's like the first hour is free. You know?
Wait, then why did he give you a ticket?
Because I didn't have the receipt in there. That's what it put on there. No receipt in Dash. And I was like, you've got to be kidding
me. Isn't it so ironic that the first hour is free? I get like the way that they keep it on track that an hour is free by like showing the receipt in the Dash. Because mm-hmm. otherwise you could say it's only been an hour if you've been there for 5 hours.
Yes.
I get it. But it's just weird that the irony of them saying it's the first hour free, but they still give you a ticket.
Yes. I didn't even realize that. Really, I didn't know the rules of that parking lot. I was mm-hmm. just like, I'm going to be in and out. No big deal. But yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So you and I both learned the lesson that if you're in Nashville and you're parking anywhere, it's likely not free.
Right. And they're watching mm-hmm. you. They're watching you walk in and they're like, haha.
Yeah. And they sit in their cars and they watch you and they do that because they don't want you to yell at them. That's my thing. Listen, I feel totally bad for these people because this has to be a very hard job. You probably like you're just trying to do your job. Mm-hmm. This is what you got hired to do. But like everybody thinks you're the a-hole.
Yes.
And so they sit in their cars because they're scared yeah. of people.
No, I had thought about that too. I was like, I would hate to have that job because you're making people's days really bad.
And honestly, I think I would do any other job besides that one.
Yes.
Like just about anything else besides that one.
Like that's like the opposite of Pimpin' Joy. Like it's the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, ooh.
Especially like if it's a minute over or like they were parked there for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all, come on. Also, parking lots, like y'all don't have anything more important for people to do than just sit there and troll people who park in the parking lots.
I know. That's how they make their money.
I know,
and it worked on us. Far as other things, other crazy things, I guess my month has not been crazy enough.
That's a good thing. I have another one that happened that was interesting. So I had went to a restaurant for a birthday party. And as we were walking in, the cake and cookies got confiscated. And they told us that it's a FDA regulation, against FDA regulations, to have outside food or drinks in there. And I was like, I don't think that's an FDA regulation. I think that's just one of your rules, which yes. is fine if that's one of your rules. But I found it very ironic because I had just been at the same restaurant for a dog birthday party that had cake and cookies. No issues.
And it's not like you're bringing in alcohol, right?
No.
So that would be FDA or something.
Yeah. And like, I just didn't understand it. I've never been in a place where they didn't allow for like a birthday mm-hmm. to bring in a cake.
Did you stay?
Yeah, we ended up staying because there was like 30 people there. I'm like, it's also not like they were not getting business. They were getting a lot of people to buy a lot of drinks and a lot of food.
Right. I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that either.
And they confiscated it until the birthday girl left. And she's like, hey, can I have my cake and cookies? And they gave it to her as she was leaving.
What in the world? Anytime I go, they're like, oh, can I bring plates? Like, do you need silverware? Mm-hmm. Like, that's so weird.
Yep. I've never heard of that happening. And so maybe if somebody's like in the FDA and knows something that I don't know, and like there's certain restaurants that have just always allowed it and they're not supposed to. Yeah. I don't know.
That is.
But really this place weird. Also, like, they do run on tips. If you're on the inside, if you're on the outside, you order at the bar and then you go sit outside. So maybe it's because they, you know, they have no shame with, they don't have to worry about tipping and anything like that. They just are doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe like servers allow it because they want to be tipped good.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Isn't that strange?
Yes.
Just weird things that I keep running into and I'm like, why are these things happening?
Why are they? Another why is, why do I go to a place now and I pay $15 for High Noon? Like
are they $15 yes. now?
I'm not even kidding. Like the little one.
Oh my gosh, yes. One. When we were at the hockey game for you, you had said that when you were buying your drink. You're like, why is this $15?
Yes, because I was going to get the big one. I was like, I don't need that. I'm going to walk around with this gigantic, you know, Truly or whatever. I was like, I'll just get a small one and whatever. And it was still $15. I was like, I could buy a whole mm-hmm. 8-pack or 12-pack.
That's how they get you. You drunk and how they get you to spend money.
Yeah, it's two crazy. Ways. There's another thing.
But. Yeah, everything's just expensive in Nashville. That's another part of that. Yeah. And a lot of places because of inflation, I believe.
Yes, inflation.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides weird things going on, I want to talk about also some cool things going on. We had Jordan Davis on the show this week, and it was really funny. He played a Jordan game and a Davis game where he had to name the famous Jordan and the famous Davis. If he did well, he got to talk about his new album. He didn't do very well, and that was pretty hilarious. But just speaking of artists and people coming in, I recently saw Nico Moon in concert, and it was so good.
I was there too, but I got there kind of late. Oh, and so I didn't see you, but I saw your Instagram. I was like, she's here too.
Yes, it was so good. Love his vibes. He's very like beachy country. I would say he's like in the realm of the next Kenny Chesney.
Yes.
Very much those vibes.
Like good vibes. Wait, what is it? Good times?
Good times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like that is like the definition of him. He mm-hmm. is the most happy guy. And it's like so contagious. He's always smiling. Yes.
Yes, it was a really good concert. I'm glad that somebody else felt that way too, because I've been a huge fan of his for so long that when you're like a big fan of someone, you're not sure if you're like seeing a bigger picture. You're just kind of like zoned in on them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a word for that, but it is not coming to my mind right now. But
yeah,
I just didn't know if I was like, oh my God, I love him so much. He's just so good. And maybe he's not that good, but I'm glad to know that he's just that good.
Yes, and I liked seeing him in that setting too. That was cool.
Yes.
Like cool an actual venue. Concert. Because mm-hmm. I guess we've only really seen him in studio. And that's just kind of like acoustic or whatever. So like his songs like really need like a full band.
Yeah, they need the whole vibes.
Yes.
Set out the whole good energy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, he was really good. Have you seen anybody else in concert that you really liked?
Okay, I just saw Fitz and the Tantrums.
Oh, yeah,
at Brooklyn
they're really
Bowl.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was so random. My friend just texted me. It was Valentine's Day, and I was like, I'm not going to sit at home. So I'm going to go to that. And it was really fun. Talk about like happy and so much energy. It was so fun.
They are, I would say, in the alternative genre.
Yeah,
I would say that. In that kind of realm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and had you listened to their music before at all?
I knew like three of their songs, but like all of them were so good. Like I was just in a really good mood.
Is that a type of concert where they're like jumping up and down?
Yes.
So were you jumping up and down?
Yes, I was. And it's like, that's one of the ones where you don't know how to dance to it. Mm-hmm. My friend and I were even talking about that. She's like, how do we dance to this kind of music? Everybody was like going wild. There was just like no, and like people were just crazy, but it was really fun.
Yeah, it's like the in-between of like grinding and two-stepping.
Yeah.
Like, right. Where's that middle area?
Exactly. Like those are ones you're like, you know how to do those, but this, I have no idea. Just go wild. I don't even know. But it was okay. So fun.
No, that's a good one. And they are really good. Anybody else that you've seen? I feel like you've been busy lately seeing concerts.
Yeah, I went to Megan Maroney too. She had like the showcase deal.
Yeah.
Where like a lot of label people go, and it was so good.
Like I'm excited to see more songs of hers.
Yeah. Like Tennessee Orange was really one of the only ones I knew. And then I'm Not Pretty, I knew that one.
Yeah, and she just released that one recently.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. But I was so impressed. I'm excited for her album. Like, I didn't know much about her, and I got to talk to her. Like, she came around and, like, said hi to people, and I was like, she's so sweet.
Aww.
So that was awesome.
She's also gorgeous, too.
Oh, my gosh. It is ridiculous. And I think she has, like, a stylist. I'm like, how fun would that be? To have a stylist, you know, just be like, this is how I want my hair today. Ugh.
Right?
That's my dream, to have a stylist.
At least for, like, big events when you're, like, taking pictures and doing a whole lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, just, like, events like that. Like, be like, oh, I'm doing this. Hey, can you do my hair?
Yeah. No, and on mine, whenever I do big events, it's me in the bathroom trying to watch a YouTube video and put my hair up. And I'm like, that's not going to go quite as I planned.
Is that what you do? Like you do like tutorials?
Oh,
stuff?
Yeah. Because like whenever I do red carpets or anything like that, I don't want to pay anybody because I'm not getting paid to go do red carpets. Like it's just part of kind of the job, essentially. And so I'm not going to pay more than I'm getting, right?
Right.
Like, there's no benefit of that. So I'll be on the YouTube tutorial and I'll be like, I need this for makeup and I need this for my hair. And then I'll spend like 3 hours beforehand trying to figure it out and I'll think I get it. And then I like have to redo it and it's a disaster. Like that is a stressful day for me.
Oh my gosh. No, you always look so good.
Well, thank you.
Like it always does look like a professional, does it? But as you.
I appreciate that. But that is, just know that it's me in my bathroom stressing out for like 3 hours trying to figure it out.
And you just mastered like the, what is it?
The cat eyes.
Yes.
I have.
You did?
That, yes. That I sat on one Friday night and I was just literally practicing my cat eyes.
Oh my God.
I am not kidding when I say that. Like I do this crap.
That's hilarious because you would think it's not that difficult, right?
But you would think.
Like it is.
And then you start to do it and you're like, you think you got a steady hand, but you don't.
And they're not even. You have to start over because you're like, oh, this one goes up too much. I've not mastered that, so.
Well, and I have learned, I will say, like, the pro tip that I've learned in the cat eye, because the cat eyes are so popular right now, is that you can do them and then use, like, I use, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, micellar water. I don't know what it's.
Yeah, the micellar.
Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Micellar.
I don't know. Because I've never heard anybody say it before. I don't know. But I use that, and I, like, what if it's too thick or if it goes up too much or it goes a different direction, I use a Q-tip, put some of that on there, and I, like, wipe it, and then I just kind of readjust it.
Oh.
So pro tip, like, you don't have to get rid of the whole thing and, like, start all over. You just kind of use that and, like, afterwards too, I'll put concealer and make like a straight line so it's like totally straight instead of just leaving it as is. I kind of like, basically I color and then color on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah. If it makes any sense at all. I'm still learning, but that's helped me a lot.
Another one that I cannot get is smoky eye. Like it's like the best look, but I look like a raccoon when I do it. Like it's so bad. Like under my eyes, it's so dark. I just can't.
The smoky eye is the eyeshadows.
It is, but I feel like you can do the one where it's below also. Have you seen that?
Was really bad for my eyes, which is why I've really stopped doing it. But if I ever wear eyeliner below, I always have to put it on the inside because otherwise if I don't, it like melts down my face.
It doesn't put eyeliner on?
I put eyeliner on the top.
But not the bottom?
No longer the bottom.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-mm. Okay, yeah. I found one that works like the liquid eyeliner. That doesn't. That stays good for me.
Well, and I don't know why. I think for so many years I put it on the inside of my eye that now if I put it underneath, it just looks weird to me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never did that.
Oh, it's really bad for your eyes. You're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to do it.
No, because it's right there. Yeah. You're basically drawing on your eye. Like.
No, you are. You're 100% drawing on the eye line. Like, it's not good for eye health.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, I did that for a little bit, and I was like, I don't think this is good. This hurts.
I know. Well, and it, like, never hurt, but I was like, I know this isn't good, but for whatever reason, I liked it better than the look of the other one. Okay. I started putting some brownish eyeliner on the bottom sometimes if I really want my eyes to pop.
Yeah.
Or I'll put kind of like a light, I'll take eyeshadow and put white eyeshadow underneath my eyes or on the inside of my eyes. Mm-hmm. And that.
I've done that.
Yep. Yes. That helps the eyes pop. But yeah, now I just stopped wearing it on the bottom altogether.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, I didn't even notice.
Well, also, TikTok told me that if I wear it on the bottom, it makes me look old. So
what? I'm doing everything wrong.
Listen, TikTok told me in a lot of ways how old I was. And I was like, dang. That's why I started like practicing my eye makeup. I was like, I've got to like change this up because what I'm doing right now, I am apparently very old.
Yeah, I look at other people's and I'm just like, man, how did you do that? I don't even have any on right now. I don't.
Yeah, but you look good without makeup. Like, you look very pretty. I would have never known you didn't have makeup on today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I still have a little bit of eyeliner.
Hey.
Didn't come off last night.
Hey, you know, we love a little extra leftover from the night before. I will say, too, there's something I'm super insecure about. And it's gotten better as I've gotten older. But when I was in high school, well, like middle school, right before high school, I had really bad acne and I had gone to like a dermatologist and I had tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I found out I was allergic. This is like me getting super vulnerable, right? This is where I found out I was allergic to sulfa, which is like in a lot of medications.
I do.
You are?
Yeah.
It's also crazy. In some beers and some wine. So if you ever get headaches after drinking certain things, it's like sulfites.
Oh, good to know.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I never drink wine. I never feel good.
Yeah, particularly red wine, which is why I don't drink a lot of red wine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, I think Bud Light Platinum at one point when that came out had it in there.
Oh, geez.
Random things.
I'm learning so much. Okay. Yes.
So I did this product from the dermatologist and it was the only thing that started to finally help my skin. And it was like basically this sulfa-based like makeup wipe that was like, not medicated, but it was something made specifically to like take away makeup and all this stuff. And I loved it. And it finally helped. I finally had clear skin. But what that product did was it like basically took out all the pigmentation from my face. So like I've always been very white. I'm like, I joke that I'm vampire white, but I am. Like I'm very, very light skinned. But my face became a total different color from the rest of my body. Like
oh,
I was
shoot.
Like, if you could, my skin is like light skin and that's what most people have. But then my face was like a whiteboard.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And so I never go out of the house without at least having some type of like bronzer or face makeup on because my face is such a different color from the rest of my body.
Yeah.
It's gotten, as I've gotten older, some of that pigmentation has come back because after we realized what was happening, I stopped using that product, obviously, but it was too late. Like, the damage had been done.
That's crazy.
And only until, like, maybe the last 5 years where it really has come back. Where it's,
really?
Like, I can finally, and now I'll go out in public and not wear makeup. But, like, for so many years, I never wanted to wear makeup, but I didn't have a choice. It was literally like I was two different colors.
This
it was
a
wild.
Crazy. And that can't be good for your skin.
No.
If it's like bleaching your skin, kind of. I mean, in a way.
Because it was, like, drying out
yeah.
the acne, right? That's, like, what it was doing. Well, great product. I mean, like, I never had problems after that. That was shortly after that product is when I finally went on birth control, and that was the only thing that actually ended up helping and keeping it to go away. My hormones were so bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I had also started, I mean, listen, TMI, but I started my aunt flow when I was in fourth grade.
What?
I was young.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, everything happened for me at a very, like, quick rate.
What in the world? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, my hormones were not, like, doing well. And the only thing after that product that finally helped was getting on birth control, which is why I've never been able to be off of it, because my hormones will go nuts.
Isn't that wild?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Being a girl
I'm telling you, being a girl sucks.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Uh-huh. So, that was a crazy experience for me, but yeah, and I don't even know how we got here, but
how did we get here? Wait, makeup,
makeup,
Megan,
Megan, and how pretty she is. Uh-huh,
then,
thanks, Megan.
I don't know how we got on makeup, honestly. The hair? Her stylist? Okay.
Yeah, the stylist. Yes. And that's where we got there. I was looking at my notes, and I was like, we were talking about Nico Moon and concerts.
How did we get that off track? Oh, love it. It's fine.
No, that's the best part about the best bits. Yes. When we go off track. So, but yes. Back all of that to say that there was a lot of things I wasn't able to do when I was younger. So now I love exploring with makeup and like just sitting there and teaching myself things, especially with the help of TikTok. When I see all the young people, and I know I'm not old, I'm still considered young, but I see younger people than me and they're like, do this. This will like make your face look not so old. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll try it. And I don't know what I'm doing, but it is a lot of trial and error.
It is a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know. It's hard for me to get it.
Oh my gosh. Cause
there's so many steps and they're like, do the concealer and do this. And then they do like the contouring, but I can't blend it right. They put it is very dark and then it's like a line, but then they blend it with like the sponge. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah, no,
it's
I don't do contour. I have not taken that plunge. I don't think I ever will.
Just
doing the more involved eye makeup that I do now has taken what used to be my 15 minute makeup routine to 25 minutes. And I don't appreciate that. I love my 15 minute makeup routine.
See, yeah, that's my max too. Uh-huh. I'm like 10, 15 minutes. I'm maxed out. No. I got the basics.
Let me tell you all of this. I don't know if you feel this way. I don't mind taking showers. I like them. They make me feel good. I hate getting ready. I literally despise it. If I can do anything but get ready, I would. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, actually hate it.
I mean, it's like a task. You're signing up for a lot. Like, you know, I know when I have to take a shower, I'm gonna have to blow dry my hair, straighten it, then curl it. Like, it's just a lot. It's not just like, oh, I can get out and, you know, it'll be dry and I just walk out the door. It's like, no, it is like, are you ready to take this on?
Exactly.
This hour and a half of like nonstop, just like, go.
Yeah. And sometimes when I really don't want to get ready, I'll start watching TV and I'll bring my makeup and my blow dryer in my room and I'll just like watch TV and sit there. And I'm like, this is dumb. I hate being like a feminine woman. That's not easy for me.
I feel you.
And you always work really hard.
And you always like get ready. I never see you when you're not like presentable. Like very.
Because most people don't see me when I'm not presentable. Abby, I just hide out in my house. I'm like, I don't want to do anything.
Okay.
They correlate. They go together.
That's why I've never seen. Okay.
Unless I'm like working out. That's the only other time I really don't have makeup on, like on the weekends or anything like that.
Yes. Well, that's why I have a hat on right now. I made no effort today.
Hey, you know what? There's a lot of days that you deserve to not show effort because it's a lot of work getting ready as a woman.
Right. It's been a long week.
Yes. But, and you've had a good long week, which we're going to get to. We'll put a bow on this. The one that I am going to, I'm sure you also got this invite, but going to Morgan Wallen's listening party for his new album.
So was that a listening party? Is he going to be there, though?
I don't think he's going to be there.
Is he? Mm-hmm. Is this the one at Marathon Music Works?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
There's three of them?
Yes. And I was looking on there and it's three dates each day. So I don't actually think he's going to be there.
Interesting. But you still get to hear new music, the new album before it comes out.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yes.
That's definitely a new twist to things.
We're going to have to look at that because, I mean, you had to, because I didn't like get an invite. Like different. And so I was like looking at the tickets and it's like $30 to get in. And it's like a sound, a visual experience where you like listen on headphones and everything and they have interactive stuff. And then I saw people were like, oh, he's not going to be there. But I feel like he's going to make he has to make an appearance.
Wait, what? Okay, well, this is the one, the email I got sent was from his label.
Okay.
So I didn't even
maybe
know
that
this
might be different because I know for fans, they have...
It's still at Marathon Music Works, which is still a thing at Marathon. I didn't realize it was like a whole like three-day.
Yeah, look it up.
Let me see. Because it says like Morgan Wallen would like to invite you, but I don't know that means he would be there.
Uh-huh.
It also says there's a drinks and bites provided.
It doesn't say in small print, Morgan will not be here. I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
That's crazy.
This one says invite only.
Okay, well, that might be different than.
But it is the album fans. Preview experience. I'm so curious what's going to happen.
I am too. Well, I guess we'll find out. What day is it on?
You know what? But at least you get free food and drinks and listen to the new album before it comes out.
Exactly.
This one's on Wednesday. Is one of them on Wednesday?
Yeah, I think so. It was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it was like three separate times each day. Like one was 5 to 6:30, and then one was 7 to 8:30, and then one was like 9 to 10:30.
Oh, this one's in the afternoon.
It was a lot happening. Okay, so it's different.
It's different, but I think it's the same concept.
Yeah, that's cool though. So everybody's gonna get to hear his new album.
I don't know. Listen. I don't know.
That's gonna be awesome though. I'm sure he'll be at yours at that one.
I don't know, but I mean, I RSVP'd to go mostly just because I love hearing music before it comes out, especially because I don't know if you've ever seen him, but I do like a First Listen Fridays on iHeartRadio's Twitter, and I'm the only country one on there.
Ooh.
The rest of them are like pop and hip hop, and so I'm like the country one. So every time it's like what comes out on Friday, and they're like, Morgan, what's going on in the country world? It gives me like a leg up when I get to hear it before I listen like 6 a.m. Friday morning.
Right. Yeah. And you can actually be like, oh, it's good, instead of just saying it's good and it's really not.
Yeah.
You
like, no, it's really typically good. You can only listen to the songs like once over before we do the live. It's like literally like a first listen. Like you hear the song one time and it's like, what's your initial reactions and thoughts? And it's super cool. This one, we were supposed to be having like a special guest on this past Friday one. So maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. I don't know at this moment that we are recording what happened, but yeah, we'll see. So at least it helps in that capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm now intrigued. So if
I am too.
Oh, man.
I didn't get in. They were all sold out. Like, it didn't even work for me. So
hey, well, if I can bring a plus one, you can come with me. I don't think I can. My guess is I am not able to.
Oh, well. Because
it's Morgan Wallen and everybody wants to go. But if I can bring a plus one, you'll be my date.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah.
Let me know.
I got you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, I definitely want to get into some Valentine's Day conversations because, you know, it may be February 18th, 19th, whenever you're listening to this, but this past week we did have Valentine's Day, and at the number 5 spot, Bobby with Ronnie Dunn's help surprised a listener's wife with these Brooks and Dunn tickets that he had bought her. It was a really cool moment, and it was for Valentine's Day. But Abby, I want to talk about Valentine's Day because you and I are both single as a Pringle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. And you told me that you spent your Valentine's Day at a concert.
Yeah.
Fits and Tantrums. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything else on the day?
I really didn't. It was like a normal day. There was a lot going on like this week with like all the national anthem stuff and everything. So my head was, that was like the last thing on my list. Like,
well, that's a good
Monday,
thing.
Monday I sang, right? And then Tuesday was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you had a good distraction.
Yes. I was just like still like on a high from that, from last night. And then I went to appointments and I was like, I'm not going to sit home alone though. Like I was working and I was sitting on the couch and my friend texted me and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. I don't want to sit home alone.
Did you avoid your phone? Because I know when I first opened my phone up on Tuesday, I saw like maybe 10 things. I was like, yeah, I'm out. I'm out for today.
Yeah, I saw enough like flowers and chocolates and
I just, and it's funny because I don't want any of those people to stop posting that because I love that they're happy.
Uh-huh.
But like when it is flooded on your feed and you are single, oof, I was sitting there like, dang, this is really depressing for me.
I know. And I'll be honest, I've never had like a Valentine on Valentine's Day.
Full on, never had a Valentine. You know what, Abby? Let me tell you something. It's not all it's cracked up to be. And maybe it's because I've dated some crappy people, but it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Well, last year, I guess I was dating that one guy, but it didn't really, it wasn't a very like special Valentine's Day. So I've never had that.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's really not.
That's like, why you buy your own flowers and buy your own chocolate.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And usually my parents are the ones that send me flowers and like chocolate covered strawberries. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So they make me feel loved. See? You don't have to be feel loved. And I think I even posted that. Like, just because you don't have this certain love that other people are celebrating, you have other loves that you can, like, be thankful for.
So. Absolutely. Like, my sister always sends me some kind of treat, and that makes me happy. My parents send me flowers.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
See? And then I, like, that night, I went out to dinner with some girlfriends. My thing was, like, I don't want to be on my phone all day, and I don't want to sit at home and be sad.
Yes.
So, like, as long as I do something and I don't look at my phone, because I knew if I stayed at home, I'd be on my phone, right? Because I'd be bored.
Yeah.
And so I was like, let's just do something. And we went to dinner and tried a new Italian spot, which was amazing.
Really?
Yes. You I ate the there? Whole plate of pasta, which was not good for me, but I did. It was so good.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Did you make reservations like ahead of time?
So one of my girlfriends did. That's her thing. Yeah. She loves making like reservations to try new places. And so she'll have it like 2 months out. Like, she's better than a dude a million times over. Like, she's like, guys, I got, like, three options, so let me just know which ones we want.
She's already planning for next year.
Oh, she does. Like, it's the best thing ever. So
that's awesome.
She had that plan. She had a reservation for us, which was awesome. And so we went and we tried some Italian food, and we had some – one of the other girlfriends bought us each a crumble cookie. So we had, like, a good little Galentine's Day on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I love that. You know what I heard, though? I saw something that was like, Valentine's Day for single people is Independence Day. Is their Independence Day?
Ooh, and that's a good point.
It's so true. Like, we're free.
Uh-huh.
We don't have anybody telling us where we need to
go. You know, I did see another thing that was like, listen, I know you're seeing a lot of people get flowers and chocolates today, but also let me tell you, they ain't as happy as they look. I'm like, yeah, you know, true. I know some of these ones I post, and I know a lot of stories behind that. Yeah, no.
It is.
Not the full truth.
It's actually very interesting. And I don't know if this is the case for you, but like, since we're both from Kansas, all of my friends from Kansas, they never post anything for some reason. It's weird. Like, they just never post. They just live their life, but they don't feel the need to post. And I know they're like happily married, but everybody in Nashville or other cities, big cities, I feel like they have to post everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's interesting. So I'm like, there's really happy couples, but we're not even seeing what they're doing for Valentine's Day.
I know.
Because they're not posting it.
And I love it. I love when they don't. But yeah, when I see it, I'm like, it's just my favorite ones when they pop up. And I'm like, I know things. And I know that it ain't happy as those roses and chocolates sitting on your counter right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But like, yeah. I know that. That's what comes with being in a relationship and being married. And there's more to it. But like, if it's more to it of the point that you've complained about it to people outside of the relationship.
Right.
There's a lot to it than just like what's going on with you two kind of thing.
Uh-huh. That's when it gets, because you're like, oh, you were just like complaining or having issues last week when we were talking, but now everything's great.
Yes. And also, let me tell you, going out, it was great to be with my girlfriends. It was great to be distracted, not be on my phone. But I'll also say, it wasn't great being at a restaurant because we were surrounded by couples everywhere.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking at my concert. I was like, I walked in, it was literally couples holding hands. I was like, should I leave? Should I go? No. It was really cute. I was like, oh, you guys are so cute.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm really happy for you.
Yeah. But I don't want to see this.
Seen those memes where, or like when people show like their love on TikTok, it's like they'll be like, "Oh, you guys are really cute. I'm gonna go sit on train tracks now." Yeah. Like you don't actually mean it. It's full on, probably not an appropriate joke, but like yeah, they do not. Say that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or on TikTok where they're driving.
They're like,
"Ha, I'm gonna." Yeah, and yeah. They act like they're gonna like swerve off. They're like, "Just kidding."
Yes. Like dark humor is not normally my thing, yeah. But I just it's like the idea of like, okay, at least we're all in the boat together and yeah. Seeing all this sucks for all of us.
It also like gives me hope though. Like I'm like, I know it's out there. Like mm-hmm. I know it is.
It is
the perfect timing.
Listen, I don't see hope as Ray mentioned on the show. I see blood red on Valentine's Day. After that though, I see hope. Just on Valentine's Day, I don't.
I'm like, it's a made up holiday anyway, really.
Oh yeah, but it's listen, like... the best part though, I love this because the minute one of us gets in a relationship or like we're in love and it's amazing and we have Valentine's Day, we're gonna post about it all the time. It's gonna be the best thing ever.
Oh no doubt. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I'm not judging these people because I would be the
exactly.
same.
Exactly. Like... Yes, I just accept where I'm at in this place in my life, and it is that I cannot handle seeing these things on social media right now.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't make things easier. It's just like a jab. No. It's like, oh, ouch. Mm-hmm. Someday.
I know. So, yeah, I wish there was like a safe space to go on Valentine's Day where you don't sit at home and be lonely. You don't sit at home and look at all the things on social media. And you don't go to a restaurant because that's also where they all are. So, like, I need a safe zone.
Yeah, we're
for Valentine's Day for singles.
I don't know where you go.
I know.
There's like the Cupid... Like, I hate Cupid or something. Like the bars do. Or yes. It's like the single, like, mm-hmm. I hate Cupid. I don't even
know.
Yeah,
some more bars need to pick up, like, a singles party.
Yeah.
And do, like, a vibe for Valentine's Day where it's, like, not couples allowed.
Yeah. I think they've done that before. I used to go to that, and I was like, this, no. I just
is it weird? Even,
yeah, I just not enjoy it. So it didn't make it better.
So what you're saying is next year I just need to throw a singles party and just be at my house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then yes. We all can't be on phones. We're all together.
No
and
phones
we're not
allowed.
In public. I gotta, yeah. Okay. It just has to be on Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. It can't be before because Valentine's Day, listen, I love that people do the Valentine's Days before and after, but I'm like, y'all don't realize the day that matters is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I love, and I love celebrating all of us and our friendships. This is great. But like on Valentine's Day, I'm screwed.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So like on Valentine's Day, it has to be something happening.
Yeah. I was on Facebook and there's like this group, like a girls group in Nashville, and someone like posted and she was like, look what my boyfriend did for me. And she's like, hey, show me your pictures, what your man did. Oh. And I was like, well, I can't look at this.
That just gave me like the chills of like, not in a good way. Like,
I know.
I don't want to see that.
And then someone was like, where are you finding these men? And I was like, where are they?
They on Amazon? Can I order that?
Yeah. I wish.
Okay, well we're gonna bounce from we got it out. We yes. got our feelings of Valentine's Day out. Uh-huh. And I hope some people can relate. Because listen, I love love. I love that people are happy, but I just needed a moment to get all that out of
yes,
my system.
I think people agree. Yes. I think we're not alone.
We needed that. So, you know, now that that's passed and that has happened, what's something that you're really excited about? And I'm gonna tell you why I'm asking this. Because I learned that Barney is making a comeback. And I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. Wait, where on is it a cartoon one?
So it's an animated show, yes. And it'll be out in 2024. And I'm really excited because I feel like it's gonna be cool. I love when things that you loved growing up make a comeback because then it means more generations get to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, you don't just have this thing that gets lost to the atmosphere and it's never talked about again. And Barney was such a big part of my childhood, so much that I like dressed up as him. For Halloween, multiple right. years. Like, we loved Barney.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy to think yeah. about. So kids today probably haven't seen Barney.
Because, unless like their like millennial parents right. introduced it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that's so wild to me. That I mean, that's what we like grew in that song. Mm-hmm. Like, I love you, you love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Oh my God. Dang, that came out of nowhere. I did not know that I remembered those lyrics.
I know. The last time I heard that song, I was probably, what, six?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's crazy. See, and that like...
That came out of the vault for me. Like, you started singing that. I was like, oh yeah, I know this.
It was
go.
Just like natural.
It was a natural reflex to sing the Barney song.
Wow. See, uh-huh. That's how much it touched our lives.
Exactly. So I'm just really excited to know that another generation will get to love Barney. Maybe not in the same way because he's animated. He's getting his own like animated TV series. It'll be a little bit different. He absolutely looks different because he's not a guy in a costume.
A little more,
more modern.
Yes, modern.
But I'm just glad that he's getting the recognition that he deserves. So that's
agree.
What I'm excited about.
Yes, mm-hmm. Everybody needs to know Barney.
Exactly.
They need some Barney in their lives.
Yes, they need some kid. I love you in their lives. What are you excited about? Anything?
Well, I'm excited. Speaking of love, I'm going on a bachelorette party this weekend.
Ooh, yeah. So at the current moment when people listen, you will be partying it up.
I will be. I'm in Scottsdale. Let's go. Very excited for that. We're going to go hiking on Camelback.
Ooh, fun.
Yes. And then we're going on like an ATV tour. We're like riding. It's going to be like really dusty. I've never been on one of those.
No, I haven't either. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Then we're going to go out to the bars one night. And then she reserved a karaoke room one night because she likes to sing too. So I was like, this is going to be so fun. So
what are you going to sing karaoke?
Oh gosh, I don't even know.
What will be your number one choice if you could choose?
I usually do Miranda, like Gunpowder and Lead or Kerosene. Like those are mine.
Sassy Miranda. My
go-to, yeah. But I need to branch out. I always do the same songs. I'm like, I'm going to branch out to something. I don't know. What's a good one?
Before He Cheats is always a sassy one too.
Oh, that is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
A Shania.
Everything Shania.
Yeah, anything Shania.
Yeah.
I always do country. I'm like, I should branch out even out of country.
Oh, you do Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Oh, that's, ooh. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
That's a fun one.
Yes.
I'm sure there's more I can come up with. Let me like keep thinking on it.
Yes. Okay.
I got a lot of girl power songs all up over my thing.
I was like, I'm going to do a Kelly Clarkson song, but I'm not going to do that.
Ooh, What Doesn't Kill You Make You Stronger? I think that's called Stronger.
Stronger, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you got some ideas, some more to add on to your arsenal of songs.
Yeah.
But that's exciting.
I know. And then her wedding is next month, so wedding season is here. Oh, I love weddings, though.
You do love weddings?
Like, I love them, yeah.
I don't love traveling for weddings. I don't love that I live away from everyone and I have to travel for the weddings all the time.
I'm the same way, yeah.
Like, I don't mind having to go somewhere, but, like, the fact when you live from everyone else, it's like you're the one traveling.
Right. I know. And you miss a lot of the stuff, too, because you can't get there in time. And, like, you're basically relying on the flight of when you can get there.
Exactly.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. And, like, hoping that you make it back in time to work. Like, there's so many factors you don't, like, fully get to enjoy if you're just, like, already there.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, yeah, but I'm very excited.
And which I'm assuming you're traveling for this wedding.
Yeah, it's in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. So they're always in Kansas City.
I know. It is a direct flight, so I like that.
Uh-huh.
But
that is true.
Still, I'm just like, oh, I know, it's annoying. Because everybody's there. And they're like riding together and stuff. I'm like, well, can someone get me from the airport?
Right? You're like, I need a ride.
Yeah.
Somebody. When I went to my friend's wedding in Kansas City last fall, she picked me up, the bride.
Oh, she really? Yeah.
It was the day before, thankfully, but she was like, oh, I'll come get you. She's like, everybody else is doing everything. I'll come get you. This will be fun for me.
Yeah, it's like to kind of get your mind off of things. That's what my friend said too, because she's like, hey, she gets married on Saturday, and she was like, hey, let me know if you guys are bored. We can do something on Friday night. I'm like, are you not going to be busy?
Yeah, like, I think it's getting off the mind of all the nerves and like having someone there in case something goes wrong. It's like you're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. But I'm very excited for that. I love weddings and like dancing and all that. And then
is this your only wedding this year?
I think yeah. Okay. As of now, I'm like unless someone
one
randomly
wedding
gets
season.
Oh my God, I act like I have so many. Oh, I'm starting out with one. Yeah, maybe someone will, you know, get a surprise engagement and get married this year. Maybe one of us. Mm. You never know.
I don't anticipate that for myself. If that is what you want, I wholeheartedly support it.
No, I want to, that's what I don't understand a lot about all that. Like, I need to get to, it takes a while to get to know someone.
Yeah.
So when you get married after a couple months, I'm like, wow, that's awesome for you. But I'm scared that...
Listen, I know too many things about too many people now. Like, there's no chance.
You're like, I need 10 years to fully get to know this guy before we even talk about...
I need to know a lot of things about you before I make that promise. At this point in my life, I've learned too much.
Yeah. So, yeah, one wedding that I'm excited for.
Okay. That's exciting. Well, I hope the Bachelorette goes well, is going well. You know, like if I'm talking to future you right now, I hope it's going fabulous.
Yes.
And you're getting all kinds of activity and fun drinks in.
I hope I'm not drinking too much and I remember it.
I bet you will.
That's my goal.
Hey, if that's your goal, then you'll do it.
Because I'm a lightweight.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Madeline Edwards also stopped by the show this week, and it was really cool to hear her perform, which you can go watch on YouTube, Bobby Bones Show. It's so good. She just has a killer voice, killer performance. And I loved having her in. But what was really cool about her interview is that she talked about how she got her start in music. She was singing jazz at this millionaire's restaurant, which is really cool. Like, you love hearing the stories of artists and how they get started. And this was a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about our job evolutions for us, what that looked like when we got started. So break it down for me from, like, your first job at, like, 16, or maybe it was later, your first job to now.
Okay, so my first job was in high school, I think my junior year at McAllister's Deli.
Okay, sandwiches, soups.
Yes, but I was doing sports and I just like could not commit, trying to do like sports and like homework and all that. So I didn't do it very long. And then in college, I was a server at a whole bunch of places. So I was in Wichita, Jose Peppers. It was Mexican.
Oh, Jose Peppers.
It's still there, actually.
It is.
And I haven't been there since. And Red Robin, which it was.
Red Robin. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just like an instinct right now. That just a lot of food. Sorry.
I'm still scarred. I'm just very scarred from being a server. I have PTSD. Like, it was not for me. It was not. Because I'm a perfectionist and I did so well and I still got stiffed so many times. People walked out on me and didn't tip me. And I just had so much anxiety of wanting to do a good job. And yeah, there's that. What else? Oh, Bella Luna. Bella Luna.
Okay.
That's a Mediterranean place.
Oh, I love Bella Luna. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great Wichita spot.
Yes. Yeah. And then in college, I really didn't have a job. I was studying a lot.
That's fair.
Yeah, I was very lucky that I didn't need a job.
Okay.
So thank you to my parents.
Mom and dad.
Yes, for, you know, allowing me to do that. But I did try to get a job as a server in college and I could not like lift the plate. It was an Italian restaurant and you had to carry like everything on a gigantic tray,
mm-hmm.
like over your head. And I was like, I am not strong enough to carry this. I was so weak.
Abby.
And so they wanted me to put like everything on at once. I was like, I can't do this. I'm sorry. And I remember having to quit like on day two and they were so mad. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to get my paycheck then. Never mind. So there was that. And then my last semester of college, this is funny because I don't know if people know this, but I got my degree in exercise science. So it's like nothing to do with music or anything.
But you got a degree.
Yes.
Okay.
And so my last semester, I did an internship and it was like a full time, like 45 hours a week internship at a health and wellness center here where I did like exercise testing and like cardiopulmonary rehab on people. Like it was really cool. like I was taking their blood pressure and they were like running on the like treadmill and I would give them like exercises to do and plans. And then I went back and graduated because I was like, I don't think I want to work in like healthcare anymore.
Fair.
Because I didn't want to keep going on to school.
Yeah.
I didn't want to like go back to PT school, like physical therapy and stuff. I was like, I really want to work in music. So I came back to Nashville and then I got a job at iHeart. And I was doing like remotes and I was driving like the vehicle. And I remember I was driving the vehicle that like Bobby's face was on, which is like Bobby and Amy.
Full circle moment.
It's really funny. And I was like setting up the tent and I was out at like car dealerships.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I would set up the tent and like give out prizes and all that. I'm almost done.
No, this is great. Keep going.
So I did that for a while and then I was like, okay, I can't live off of part time, you know, hours.
Yeah.
So I got a job at a video production company in the operations, like operations manager. So I basically ran the office in Nashville and we did like tours, like for the video screens and cameras for concerts and tours, like Blake Shelton, Florida Georgia Line, Reba, like so many. And I was like in the office and I did that for 5 years. And I was like, I don't want to just like sit in an office and do all this office work all the time. You know, I like to be out and about, and I also had other things I wanted to do, like sing, and I just wasn't
pursue
focusing.
Being an artist.
Yeah, I just wasn't focusing on why I like moved to Nashville, and then the job opened up with the show, and I got that job, and here I am. So yeah, I've done
it's
a lot
the
of different things.
Evolution of jobs for you.
Yes.
And why didn't you ever want to pursue the exercise science thing?
I was like, I live in Nashville, and I didn't want to not say I tried. I think I just kind of got pushed into healthcare because I was like a health freak in high school, in college. Like I worked out all the time and I ran and I ate really healthy and I loved like science classes and all that. So I liked what I did in school. But then I graduated and I was like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? I mean, I actually applied at the Y and they paid nothing. You know, you would have to go on to do more like a personal trainer or something like that. And I was just like, I just don't think I would be happy doing that. And I was like, I want to work in music. And so I just networked and tried to see what was out there. Like as far as, because I grew up listening to country radio and like country music. And I wanted to live in Nashville. And I was like, I want to work in it in some capacity. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. And I also want to try singing. But then I put that on hold because it's very intimidating here, obviously, because everybody sings, you know. So, but I was like, I'm going to just see where it takes me. I'm kind of like a just see where it takes me person. I don't know if that's good or not. I don't even know. I didn't really have a plan. And so I was always kind of jealous of people that did. And I think you did, you know. And like there's certain people like they know they want to be a firefighter from when they're a kid. And that's all they go after. And I was like, I didn't know what I wanted to do.
No, you explored a lot of different avenues. I think it gives you more clarity when you're at this point in your life to know that, okay, I'm doing what I really love to do because I explored a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that's there.
Yeah.
In not knowing what you were going to do.
Right. Because some people, they do just kind of go on one track and they just stay on that track because they're comfortable and they don't want to like make the change. But I don't know. I mean, I moved to Nashville not knowing anyone. So I was like, I have nothing to lose at this point, you know, and there's so many more opportunities in Nashville anyway than in Kansas. So,
yeah, that's fair. I felt the same way. That's why I couldn't stay as much as I wanted to be with my family. I was like, I don't think this is where I can be.
Yeah, which it is hard because you obviously want your family in your life when you're at your job and you want to share your life with them. But anyway, yeah, I just took a crazy path.
No, I love it. See, I love that you shared that. You are right in that mine did look a little bit more narrow. I did have some ideas of what I wanted to do, but let's see. So when I was 16, I wanted to get a job right away. And so I went and worked at Buffalo Wild Wings as a host. And then I moved from a host to the takeout cashier, then from the takeout cashier to the expo. And then I became a server, which was my goal all along, but I obviously couldn't do it at 16. You couldn't do it until you were 18 at the time.
Oh.
So, because you had to be able to handle alcohol.
Oh, right. I do remember that.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if that's still the case, but that was for them. And so I ended up working at Buffalo Wild Wings for 4.5 years. I worked there all throughout high school, and then I'd work summers when I came back from college. And I loved it. I loved, like, my coworkers, and it was just a really cool environment because Buffalo is, like, watching sports all the time. It's a great time. And so I did that. And then one summer I went and worked at a brewing company in Wichita, Wichita Brewing Company, because my old manager from Buffalo ended up working there.
Oh, cool.
And I had come back for a summer. I was like, I need a job. I'm back from college. What am I going to do? And so I did more serving. And I like, it's funny, I'm the opposite of you, but I am a perfectionist. You and I are the same in that way. But I loved serving. I just, I loved talking to people. And like, there was days I hated it because people would be really rude.
Yeah.
And you learn a lot about people in those types of jobs, but I loved it. Like, I loved being social. I was like a little social butterfly. And I made so much money, like just so much stupid money from serving.
No, yeah, it was good money. Mm-hmm. And you get to take it home that day and like count it and be like, oh my gosh, look at all this cash I made today. It was awesome.
And I say that as in somebody who was in high school and college, like, would that be good money to me now? No, like that's much different. But like as a high schooler in college, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. What do I do with all of this? Like, this is amazing. Compared to a lot of other jobs that people were doing. So I did love that, and but I stopped doing that when I got to the point in college when I was doing internships, so I could no longer work. I was doing free internships, and that was not fun. But I did. I explored. So broadcast journalism was my major. My minor was in leadership studies. I also almost had a minor in French because at the time I wanted to be a news reporter, and I wanted to be bilingual.
Oh, that's cool. Wait, you can speak French?
I did at the time. Yeah, I was fluent. Like so I ended up graduating college in 3 years because I had so many credits from what had happened to me in high school that I went to college early, essentially. So I had a lot of credits, and it was like if I just took a few extra and made one of my semesters pretty heavy, I'd finish in 3 years. And I was like, well, it doesn't make sense to pay for a fourth year, even though I could. There's no reason to.
Mm-hmm.
And so had I stayed that extra fourth year, I would have taken my last French credit, and I would have had a double minor.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But French was by far the hardest classes I had in college.
Oh, was it?
Oh, my God. So hard. I had to work my butt off to understand that language. And I did. Like, I was really good at it. But I just – and then, like, probably a year later, I lost it. I never talked it. Like, it's not here. At least you have the other language of Spanish, which a lot of people tend to speak in more, like, kind of potluck. Not potluck. Is that the word I'm thinking for? Melting pot cities.
Yeah.
Like Nashville. You have at least kind of those dual languages. But French isn't one. Unless I were to go to Canada or France, Europe, you know, somewhere over there. But I did. I loved the language. It's so cool. And in college, though, is when I started working for the Hampshire magazine that I still work for to this day.
No way. That started in college? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that started because my sister, she was basically 2 years older than me, and she was looking for a job, and she saw this guy on Craigslist, and he was kind of like a jack of all trades, did a lot of things, and he needed some help. And so she started working for him, which was crazy at the time. We're like, you just found a job on Craigslist? Excuse us? Like, what's going on? But she was in college, needed a job, and the guy was super nice. And so she started working with him, and he has been like the secretary of the American Hampshire Sheep Association for years.
Yeah.
And so he needed more employees, and she's like, well, I got my sister, and I don't know how many times I'd roll and hung over to this freaking sheep office and do work because I was in college, and you know, but I needed to work, but I wanted to have fun. And so I started that there, and then I still to this day do that side hustle of creating the sheep magazine three times a year.
That is awesome.
Working on one right now. This is at one point that I'm at one. That was one of my jobs.
You're going to be like 80 years old, still working on this sheep magazine.
Yeah. At some
you
level.
You can't quit.
It helps them, and it's easy money for me. It's a side hustle kind of thing. I'm like, why not? So I do still do that. But when I was in college, I also did, I worked on like the sports teams doing video work. And talk about, you know, speaking of production, like I was on the video side of it, and I'd do sideliner reporting and all kinds of stuff like that. And I'd get paid doing that. It was a whole organization within K-State, which was awesome. And so I did a lot of journalism stuff. And then after I graduated, I didn't have a job for the summer. It was like June or July that I finally got my job with iHeart in Wichita.
Because
I had interned with them when they were Clear Channel back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a job through iHeart in Wichita. I was there for 10 months. And then I was at iHeart in Nashville for 10 months before the job opened up on the show. And I have been here ever since. This summer is my 7th year.
Oh, wow.
With the show.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, because the show's been here like 10, right? And yeah.
And I I wasn't in Nashville very long before I joined the show. So it's crazy to think, and I look back at that now, I'm like, 7 years? I've been here 7 years?
Isn't that so weird to think about? It's mm-hmm. so wild.
Well, and it's funny because we used to do a segment on the show called What I believe the first one was What 24-Year-Olds Care About.
Okay.
And I think I had just turned 24 around the time when I had joined the show.
Yeah.
And so, and I look back now and I'm about to turn 30 this year.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy. That is wild.
Yeah, just like a crazy evolution of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like that but is that... a long time.
Uh-huh.
Like I've been here almost like 10 years.
Yeah, and doesn't it feel weird? It doesn't feel like it's actually been that long.
No, I mean, that's a third of my life,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of scary.
It's incredibly scary.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, see, that's the thing is I always try not to compare to people, but I'm like, oh my gosh. Like a lot of people that I know that have been here 10 years, I mean, they're like married with like 5 kids. And I'm just like, I've been here 10 years and I'm still in the same place.
Hey, you know what though? We got a lot to show for that.
That's true. Yes.
You can't go there. We got a lot to show for that.
That's what my mind does.
I know.
I'm going to stop doing that.
I get it, though. We're in our quarter life crisis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are.
That's happening right now.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we shared that.
I know.
We got a little bit more to talk about before you head off and jet to your bachelorette party.
Woo, woo.
We had number 3 spot. Amy shared that she cried in the grocery store aisle and why that happened and how you should, like, recognize your feelings and kind of shared a pro tip on that. And I loved, like, hearing that from her perspective. So I want to share a life hack, because I feel like what Amy shared is kind of a life hack. Do you have a life hack to share?
You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, okay.
So this is like legit straight up life hack. If you have gnats or fruit flies in your house, listen, I have a little succulent plant that I created when I was in Wichita. I brought back with me. It is thriving. It's doing so well, but it brought gnats into my house, mm-hmm. which I was not ready for. When I went to water it the other day, they all came out and I was like, what is going on? It was not prepared. And so I had looked online all the ways I can get rid of this, because they were just kind of swarming the succulents. And so I put a little cup of wine next to it with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and vroom, they all fell into it and died.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that worked. You didn't have to put anything else in it?
Nope. So because it's sweet and they attract to like nutrients essentially, or like something sweet, as particularly fruit flies do. But like gnats are kind of the same way. But yeah, I put wine with a little bit of apple cider vinegar right next to the plant, and they were all in there by like 48 hours. They were all gone.
Oh my gosh, I did that one time, and they said you have to put like Dawn soap and let it bubble so that they get caught in the bubbles. But I guess they're just, they just get so
just
like
little suckers.
Intoxicated by the fumes, and they just fall in.
Something. I think both work. I think there's a kind of an idea around all of that. But like if you don't have Dawn soap at your house and you got wine, a lot of people got wine at their house.
Yeah.
A lot of people recently have apple cider vinegar. So you can do one or the other. You can do both. I did a little bit of both, and yeah.
That is awesome, because that's a huge problem in my house.
Is
honestly.
It?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every year uh-huh. that happens. I'm like, where are they coming from?
Yeah. So just get little cups and just put a little bit of wine just like all over. I'm telling you, they go away very quickly.
I'm going to drive. I honestly didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah. I got you. Life hack.
Oh, love it.
What you got?
Okay. Well, I have one that. Okay. So it's about like water. You know, in Nashville, the shower water has chlorine in it.
Oh, and yeah, it's really bad.
Yes, and it smells really gross, but I got a filter for mine.
Mm, yeah.
And it makes my hair feel so smooth and soft. I'm not
really?
Even kidding.
Did you get it on Amazon?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And so you just change the filters, but it makes it, I mean, I can tell a huge difference in my hair. It doesn't dry it out, because like chlorine, it's not good for you to like bathe in, basically. Mm-hmm. And you can smell it and it like tastes bad. There's nothing good about it. And I got this filter. I'm not even kidding. Life-changing. I mean, more for girls probably than guys would care about. But
yeah, but I mean, guys have hair. Maybe, you know, like maybe it helps them not like lose their hair quicker if that's like something in their genes.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure chlorine doesn't help anybody with that.
Right. There's just nothing good about it. It's not good for your skin, your mm-hmm. hair, or anything. So I'm like, hey, okay. I mean, I don't know if that's really a life hack.
No, it's a life hack, because like most people don't even know that that exists. Yeah. I don't think I even learned about it until I moved to Nashville because of how bad the water is here.
Yes, and it tastes so bad. You have mm-hmm. to have a filter.
Like, yep.
I use a filter because it's so bad.
Can't drink that tap water here.
No. So I mean, I feel like that could help.
That's a great life hack.
If you want smooth hair.
Mm-hmm. I love that life hack. That's a great one. And woo! now people have wine and filters and they will be happier than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like it. We had in at the number 2 spot, Scuba Steve shared how he doesn't want to get a vasectomy. Basically, and I quote, he said, I would rather have 10 more kids then get a vasectomy.
Oh my gosh.
Which, you know, power to that situation. And that's all there. I'll just leave that there. Talk about some dating relationship type updates if you want to. I'll share mine. and see how you feel. Okay. If you want to talk about anything. But I had seen on TikTok recently, and let me tell you, this is helping me meet guys IRL. In real life.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, I realized,
I was like, hold on.
Also, that phrase seems weird saying just like in real life over like IRL.
Yes.
I don't know why. So I always say IRL and then I realize most people may not know what that is.
I'm glad you clarified.
not just for you. It's for everyone.
I always get that.
Especially like my dad listening. He's going to be like, Morgan, what's IRL? I'm going to get a phone call on Sunday morning. Like, Dad, I don't know what this. Yeah. It'll be a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I saw this. I don't even know who it was that was sharing it. But she was like, hey. If you're trying to meet guys in person, same would go for females as well. Like, you know, if you're a guy trying to date girls in real life instead of being on the dating apps or whatever, they say make eye contact and keep the eye contact. You know how hard, like, yeah. And I thought about this because after I saw this video and then I was out in public, I was like, dang, I don't do eye contact with anyone. I see him and I look down immediately and I look away and I'm like, no eye contact.
Yes.
Because it's awkward, same. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But I did this. I was like, I had a few drinks in me a few nights, and I was like, yeah, let's like make sure to keep, at least for a few seconds, keep the eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did this, and I talked to two guys.
Woo!
IRL.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't plan to like go out with them again, but at least it worked.
Yes. Yeah. Did they come up to you?
They did.
See, that mm-hmm. is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It worked. So, and I think that's because like when you keep eye contact, it's your way of saying like, hey, I'm interested. You can approach, like totally cool.
Yes.
Whereas if you look away, it's like, oh, they're not interested. I'm not going to go up to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally saying, hey, I'm interested without saying, hey, I'm interested.
Yeah. It's like the body language. You're not going to go up to someone that's like looking down, obviously, because mm-hmm. it doesn't look like they're interested, which is what, yes, we do all the time.
But we'll make eye contact and we look away. I'm like, oh, awkward. I don't want to do that.
I know. But see, that's the problem. When we have drinks, we can. But what about if you're at the store? Like, what if you're at Target?
Well, hey, start when you're you got a little liquid courage, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you can do it to the sober you. Because I have. It's at least now that I know that it works, I'm like, okay. I can get a little more confidence with this. I'm working on it. I'm not saying I have yet. I'm working on it.
No, the things I always wonder is like at different places, like what do you say? Like what if you see a guy at the airport? What could be something you could say to start talking to them? Or like if you're at the store, you know, I feel like there's good icebreaker things that you could actually come up to them. Mm-hmm. Like let's say you're at Home Depot. Like you could be like, I actually have done this. And I felt I was so proud of myself. I was just like, I don't remember what I was exactly looking at, but I was like, I'm trying to like hang this on the wall. Like, what tool should I get? And it actually like that was good. I feel like,
oh, guys love a damsel in distress moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was like, so that worked. But I'm always like, I could say hi to this guy, but what do you say? You're in Target.
Yeah, you're not just gonna be like, hi.
Hi there, come here often. Like, yeah.
Hey, want to go get drinks? No contacts, just hey.
I know.
Yeah, you are right, and that you need like a minimal icebreaker.
That's why I like that they came up to you. I love when they just come up to you.
So one of them was totally organic, and it happened from that. And he was asking me a question. So he was with his friends. I was with one of my friends, and he was like, "Hey, we're having this full blown debate. Like, what's your take on it? Great idea.
Oh, that's." Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
So like if you're out and about,
yes,
great idea to have like a debate. Even if you're not actually having the debate, but like this is what you want them to give their opinion on.
Uh-huh.
Great icebreaker. He did great.
Love that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good one. The other guy had at least a little bit of an icebreaker because he knew the girl I was with.
Okay.
And so he came and talked to her and then he was like, what about you? Like what's your story? What do you do? So it was like she was the icebreaker. So that was a little less organic than the other one. But he knew I wanted him to approach because I kept making eye contact. Like, mm-hmm. I'd look over and I'd give the flirty eyes. I'd be like, I'm not going to do it, but you're going to do it.
And then you're just over here like, okay, I've made it off. You mm-hmm. can come over now.
But it also helps me because, like, say they're with someone and you do make eye contact, I can at least know that, like, I showed you that interest. And if they do have a girlfriend, they're not going to come over.
Yeah.
At least I would freaking hope.
Right. You know? You would hope.
Yeah. So, life hack in dating.
I
make
love
the eye contact and keep the eye contact.
Uh huh. Because it's mm-hmm. so easy, and I even see it out. If you're at places, people just look at their phones. Because mm-hmm. it's like even walking to their car, and I'm like, you're avoiding eye contact right now. We're passing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like it's
so. If you see a cute man, you see a cute girl.
Eye contact. Okay.
And keep it, but make sure you're not like staring like death stare. Like give a little smile, a little smirk with the eyes. You know.
Yeah. Not
you know, like
glare.
A death stare. That would be weird.
Your RBF.
If a guy gives, oh my gosh, if a guy gave me an RBF or a death stare, I'd be like, sir, I gotta go.
I know he's glaring, but he doesn't know it.
Oh, yeah. So smile with your eyes and with your mouth.
Okay, I'm gonna try it.
So pro tip, that one I learned. I don't believe I have talked about this. And if I have, I'm sorry if y'all are hearing this again. But I had stopped talking to a guy on a dating app. And let me tell you why.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
No, you know, honestly, I bet you would have kept talking to this guy.
What is that? Okay. And continue.
Because he wasn't a bad guy. He didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
But the conversation turned very awkward because, like, I had said, hey, share with me some fun facts about you. And so he does, and then I do. And one of my fun facts is always that I've been a vegetarian since I was 8 years old. It's the easiest fun fact for me. And I share that, right? And mm-hmm. I share, like, a few others. But he locks into that fact, and he goes, well, I buy whole cows to eat by myself. So I eat a lot of meat.
He's like a farmer or something?
No,
or like
he's a not cattle. A farmer, Abby. And I also learned from my sister that this is a real thing that, like, families do. They'll buy, like, a whole cow, like, that's been processed, whatever.
Oh, my.
But they'll buy the whole cow, or they'll buy half a cow for, like, the whole family. I get it. I get that. I also still didn't even know that was a thing until this conversation even happened.
So this is very ironic.
Yeah.
That, like, both extremes, like, zero meat to all the meat yeah. in the world.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm processing this, and I'm like, this isn't a bad thing for this guy, but I cannot imagine my life where I am dating a man and he has a whole cow broken down in my freezer.
You have no room for your stuff.
And I'm like, I don't see that being something that works.
I for really both don't of us. Either. No, is it compromise? Is that a thing at all? Like, be like, hey, could you maybe not buy, like, 1,000 pounds of meat? Right.
Well, and I'm just like, I'm thinking, I'm like, that's by himself. That is by himself that he buys this. This is not for a family. This is not for small children. This is not for, like, five dudes. This is one man buying a whole cow often.
And you know what he was probably thinking, too? He's like, and my fridge is going to be full of, like, lettuce mm-hmm. and carrots and vegetables yeah. that I don't care about.
And so, you know, I just didn't have the right thing to say back. So I didn't. And
oh,
I just,
you didn't say anything?
We never met. We had never met in person. This was just the exchange on, like, the dating app. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to cut our losses here because I just don't feel like this is the right fit. I feel like you could date a girl who's going to eat that whole cow with you and it's going to be great for you. And I am not that girl.
Okay. The last thing he said was, oh, I eat a whole cow by myself. That's kind of
yeah, and he was kind of like he was like in a way being like would that bother you? And at first, when I first saw it, I was like, I don't think the fact that you do that bothers me. It's just the realization that we live two very different lives.
Yeah,
like I could date a meat eater if they go eat a cheeseburger at a restaurant or whatever. Cool, love that. It's great for you. Doesn't bother me. But like, you got a whole cow in my freezer. Like I'm getting married to you. You got a whole cow.
I think this is hilarious because I've never even had that happen to me. And I eat meat. I wouldn't mind.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think for you or for anyone else, it wouldn't have been like, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's what I'm saying. I think I'm doing this out of fairness to him that he deserves a girl that would eat that cow with him and that he could have that.
I mean, it concerns me a little, though, that he has that much meat for just himself.
I know.
I have talked to
that's
other guys.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That means he's eating, like, a whole leg in one day.
That's just
you know?
Yeah. I don't know how normal that is.
According to my sister, it is normal, but she said it's normal for families to do this.
Yeah, see, families. I don't even know if I would continue. I'd be like, you got a thing with meat.
Yeah.
What else you got in that diet?
Yeah, are you eating anything else or is it just the leg? Because I got so many questions. But I couldn't bear my, I just couldn't. I was like, I'm just going, maybe we had maybe exchanged like 3 or 4 messages. So it wasn't like the end of the world for me to stop saying something. But I just was like.
Did you unmatch him or just like not
answer? No,
answered?
I just left it. I just didn't respond.
And he hasn't tried to reach out again?
No, like, I think he had the same realization that I did, that this was just not a fit.
He's like, both of you just like snuck out. I can just see both of you like, ugh.
It's
I'm
like
when
you see a
now.
Conversation in person and somebody says something awkward, you're both like, well, great to meet you. And you run away. That's kind of what happened. Just on a dating app. So those are my recent stories
that
to share.
That is hilarious. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really not active on there because every time I do get on, I'm just curious to see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nothing good ever. It's such a waste of my time at the moment. They just like don't answer. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, okay, we matched. Why are you not going to respond? And then I've had some guys come back after 5 months and they're like, hey, how have you been? I'm like, we never even like, oh, uh-huh. I don't understand. So
they come back. They come from the gravesite.
They do. yep, they're back. And I'm just like, okay, I'm actually really done.
So you full on deleted all the apps?
I didn't delete them.
Oh, they're just existing.
I still look on there. Yeah, oh, I still look.
You are still active.
I'm not active. Like, I don't know. I just swipe left all the time. I think I'm just seeing what's in Nashville. I don't really know the purpose.
That's fair.
Honestly.
It gives you, I've learned this isn't, I've not learned. I have heard from therapists this is not the way to do it, is to be like inactively, actively looking, because you're not like purposefully dating. And the purpose is to purposefully dating. But let me tell you, it makes me feel good when I can match with a guy on a dating app, or if I see someone, I'm like, oh, he's cute. At least he exists out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that like makes me not feel so alone.
Yeah.
In a way.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But I don't think it on. Yeah, that could be it.
I think it's entirely fair.
Yeah. It's just like once a week. Like, it's not, it's like the last page of my phone. I'm just like, I guess I'll look. Why not? Just see what's out there. It's kind of like me sitting at a bar looking around. That's basically what it is. Just digital, like on your phone, right?
That is true. Except you're full on swiping. Yes, no. Yes, no. Can't do that in person, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can with eye contact. Swiping right is making eye contact.
Mm-hmm, that's true. That's and if you don't want to, just don't make eye contact.
Yes, you like
look away hard fast.
Very obviously look away. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I do that now because I kind of get tired of being approached by creepers, like honestly. And like when I was in Key West, that was like perfect example. I would sit at the bar by myself and it was people like in their 50s, you know, and I'm just like, I thank you for talking to me, but I really don't want to talk right now. Like, I'm enjoying my food. You know, I don't want to have a conversation with someone that I don't see. I don't know.
Do you feel that, like, the guy that you're after is never going to approach you, but all the guys that you never go after will approach you?
Yes. That always happens for some reason. I can't figure out what it is. And I don't feel like, I don't know.
And that doesn't say people shouldn't approach. You should always approach if you're interested in someone. But, like, I didn't know if that was just a me thing. Maybe I just hate people.
No, it's usually never someone I want to talk to be honest. Just for whatever reason.
But I love it because they have confidence.
Yes. No, I do like that. Like, I admire you full on for going, but maybe wait for the eye contact or something.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But then if they never make eye contact, but they were interested, then misconnection.
That's the thing, too. Because what if she just didn't see you? She's busy. She's talking with her friends. And then there you are. So who knows? I don't have the answers, obviously. So keep approaching. And yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that is the dating app update for you. Any other updates you want to share?
Nope. I'm not going to share any at the moment.
All right. I like it. And in that number one spot, it is you, Miss Abby, singing the national anthem at the Predators game. How do you feel post-national anthem?
That was awesome and crazy, and I can't believe it happened. It was just very, like, surreal and cool.
Okay.
I don't even know
feel surreal, you feel cool. Do you feel good about it? You feel proud?
I do.
And have you listened back to it?
Oh, my gosh. I've listened back, and I'm so critical. I don't like to listen back. I feel like it sounded better in the arena because it's just more, like, echo and natural. Mm-hmm. Like echo sound or whatever. When you listen back to the recording, I can tell I'm a little nervous when I didn't think I was that nervous.
Okay.
But no, I thought I did better than I thought I would.
Yeah, I thought you did know? Great. But we are our own worst critics. So that's why I asked if you were having like a high from it or if you like had lows from it.
I kind of cringe when I start hearing a video of it for some reason. Mm. But I'm always like that on things. I just don't like hearing my voice back.
Okay, I don't know. Well, I think we're gonna work on that. If you're gonna be a singer, Abby. I think that's something important.
I know. I don't know. I'm too critical. That's what it is.
Have you had anybody approach you since the national anthem, like professionally?
I have three contracts like that have been offered. I'm just kidding.
Hey, I was like about to be like, what?
Three record deals, you know, that I'm kind of around.
Maybe you had somebody reach out about doing the national anthem. Maybe you had like.
I actually have, but they're in different states. That makes it a little difficult.
Okay. What states?
Oh, they're pretty far. Like one was Maryland. I think one was Florida.
You do love Florida.
What?
You love Florida.
I know. It's always Florida. Why is it? But it's at games or something that I would love to do. Like they're like, we have a baseball game coming up. Can you do it? Someone tagged me in like the Wichita.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they have a baseball team? Mm-hmm. They were like, they're doing auditions. You should do it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I can never travel. So
That's true. You'd have to be able to travel on weekdays. What if you became the traveling national anthem singer?
What if I did that? That'd be awesome.
That would.
I would totally do that.
That could be a thing.
Yes, like everybody has their thing.
That could be
your
thing.
That could be mine. Mm-hmm. Yes. And like all the feedback is so nice. Like people are like, oh, it was so great. And I love that. And then there's like three people that are mean. And I look at those and I'm like, oh, you're so mean.
Hey, you know, don't look at them as mean. Take them as constructive criticism.
Uh-huh.
If you can. If they're just so mean and vile that there's not even a little bit of criticism, then you forget them. Uh-huh. You push them out the door. They're not allowed in the brain.
Yes. But I'm like, unless you're like Carrie Underwood or, you know, like a really good singer, I don't know why you're telling me. Like, what advice are you going to give me? Unless you sound amazing, then I'll listen. But also, like, if you're going to critique someone or criticize them, give them advice on how to improve.
Mm-hmm.
That's
actual constructive criticism.
Yes, that is. But when you're just like, oh my gosh, she sounds terrible. I agree with Lunchbox. I'm like, okay, thank you. I've heard that before. Thank you. I don't know.
That's fair.
And then I did see someone, they were like, what do you gain by being negative? And I was like, that's such a good, like, what do you gain by posting something negative?
You know, it's funny. I've had a recent conversation with my mom about this, of just like people in general, if there's like negative energy that you get from someone, and it all stems from their own personal insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to feel that way when you read things and realize that it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them.
But this guy looked like a cute grandpa. And I'm like, what are you insecure? Like, why do you have to bash me to feel better about yourself?
But think about it, right? If he's older and he's alone and he's sad, or there's things that he's gone through, like, there's also this level, too, if they are older. That equates to pretty much like everyone, I don't know, 70 and below, right?
Mm-hmm.
But older than that, I also think there is a level when you get to a point at a certain age, because like going to the retirement home, I see this a lot. They're so brutally honest, and they don't do it to be vile. They do it because they don't know any different. They're just like, I'm at the end of my life in this capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to care then to share anything than what actually comes out of my mouth besides thinking about it?
That's very true.
You get to a point you don't care.
Yeah.
And I think that's where that comes from. I don't think it's actually like, I'm doing this to be mean to this poor young woman.
Yeah.
I'm saying this because this is my opinion and this is how I feel and I don't care. You know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
I do think there is that level for that, for like much, much older. Uh-huh. But 70 below? Nah. Everybody's got insecurities.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good way to look at it. But no, it was the coolest thing. Oh my gosh. It was wild. And like, when I went out there, just like everybody looking, it was a lot. It was a lot.
But you do, you know what? I've watched you perform in our studio. I watched you perform on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've watched you perform here. And this time was the one that I didn't hear you sound nervous at all.
Yay. Good.
Mm-hmm. You sounded confident. You sounded excited. Your voice was very clear.
Oh, that makes me happy.
There was no like when you get nervous, it comes across in the shakiness, right? You're mm-hmm. like, oh, there's a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you could still sound really good, but there's still shakiness in there. And there's this like timidness. I didn't hear that at all at the National Anthem.
That's what I was nervous about, because yes, when I sing in studio, it comes over your throat where it just kind of like paralyzes your vocal cords, really. Mm-hmm. And you want to sing out, but you can't. And I was like, please do not let that happen here. Please.
And you didn't at all. That's why I'm saying, like, I think it was your most, and you can tell you're putting in the work. You got your vocal coach. You're putting in the work. It sounded amazing.
I really think that's what it is, because I sang it so many times in front of her, and I don't like singing one-on-one to people. Like, that just makes me very uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather sing in front of a big crowd mm-hmm. than sing one-on-one to someone, and so I think that just helped a lot.
Who did you watch the entire time during the anthem?
What did I look at? I honestly just looked straight ahead. I had no one that I
was it kind of like black
at.
Like you just kind of blacked out.
It really did, because the lights were so bright on me that it was really like dark, the mm-hmm. crowd, so I couldn't really see them.
That's fair,
you know, and everybody's just really standing there, so it was dark there, and I think I just looked straight ahead and like zoned out. I was like, don't make eye contact with a player, because that'd be awkward.
Yeah, then you're like singing to them.
Yeah,
and I know you didn't look down, you were looking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like looked up at the screen one time or something. I was straight ahead.
Oh, good.
It was kind of a blur.
Okay. I love this.
Yeah. And it was just all in my ears. I had myself up so loud.
Drown everything out. When in doubt, drown it out.
Yeah. So I couldn't hear the crowd at all. I was like, Are they cheering? Are they booing? I don't know what's happening.
That's probably a good thing for this being your like big first time.
That's what I thought too. I was like, it's cool to hear it. You know how artists like Garth, like they take their in-ears out so they can hear the crowd cheering. And I'm like, just focus on the song, get the words right. And yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you're still beaming from it. Don't pay attention to the negative comments.
I know.
And I'm excited to hear if you get any more updates on phone calls from anybody, anything.
Okay. And thanks for being there and like helping me. That was so much help because we were there for a while, like in that little wing waiting.
A big waiting game.
It was. And then that's when the nerves and I was like, oh, you guys help me. You help me get my, like my hair was messed up and that was very helpful. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't have missed it. And I'm very proud of you.
Yay. Thanks.
Yes. Well, that rounds out our best bits this weekend. I got to let Abby go send off to go do her bachelor running for the weekend.
Woo! I'm pumped.
Thank you for being on. Tell the people where they can find you on social media.
On Instagram at abby.anderson1_ and then Twitter at singinabby.
I love it. And y'all can find me at WebGirlMorgan on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, all the good stuff. I'm even on Be Real if you hang out there. But you can also follow the show at Bobby Bones Show on all the things, including YouTube, where most of these performances and interviews that we're talking about are up there. You can also see some more bits from the show. So be sure to check that out and go to Bobby Bones. Wow, I said that funny. BobbyBones.com for more content up there that I didn't get to on here. But I love y'all. Abby, have fun partying it up.
Thank you. I will. I can't wait.
Enjoy Woo! Arizona. And y'all, I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Bye.
Bye. Bobby Bones. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.